whether you like it or not. Okay, it's lesson 87 called Lifting the Head and Legs While Twisting on the Stomach. But we're going to start on your back, as we always do, and see today's February 7th, a week before Valentine's Day. Start loving today. You get a whole week. Start with yourself and then see how many people you can love over the week. How's that? So we always, Katie, start on our backs. And our legs are long, our arms are long, and this gives us an opportunity to start to settle in, to witness, observe, and notice how we are today. Every day is different. And so as you're noticing how you're lying on the floor today, what is making contact, maybe what's not making contact, where do you have comfort? What is maybe uncomfortable? Those are just some of the possibilities of thoughts that run through your mind. And as these thoughts are going through your mind is really to have a form of curiosity. Like, isn't this interesting? I'm lying on the floor today and my right shoulder that usually feels up doesn't feel up. Huh. And you don't need to understand what you're sensing and feeling. You're just observing. And as I mentioned, we're going to work a lot with your spine, with these different directions of extension, rotation, and side bending. But right now, as you're observing yourself, you're noticing how you sense your spine. So from the base of your neck, where your skull is, all the way down to your tailbone. And there's two curves, right? There's an arch in the neck, the cervical spine, and then there's an arch down in the lower back. So those two arches and those two parts of your spine work with each other. They kind of follow each other. And then the area in between, which is called your thoracic spine, probably most of that area is resting closely to the mat and floor. And then before we start, go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and left, slow enough so that you can sense the quality of rolling your head right now. So don't go quickly. That's going to change a lot today just from being on your stomach. So just, again, sensing, feeling where you're at now. And then bring your head back to center. Okay, so you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And once you're there, your right ear is what you're going to place on the floor. So right ear. Okay? That's it. And then you're going to place underneath your right ear your right hand, and then the left hand is on top of the right hand. So your right ear is now on the back of your left hand. Okay? And that probably takes a little ease out of the neck, right? And then we're going to start with a movement down in your legs. Okay? So we're going to start with your left leg, and you're going to bend your left knee out to the side and slide it up. So it's a sliding. So your leg stays on the ground and then you straighten it. Right? And so what you feel in this beginning movement is as you bring the leg up, right? As you slide the left knee up along your side, your pelvis rolls to the right. Right? So this is the beginning of the rotation. But there's also a little side bending that starts to happen on the left side, right? Because the pelvis is coming up and the ribs get a little shorter. And then, as I mentioned in the beginning of the lesson, from the beginning, just being on your stomach creates extension. Do you want this just under your feet? Like if I, here, because then you're doing something peculiar. Right? Because you're keeping your lower leg out to the side and I want it to straighten. So kind of lift the foot to go back on, yeah, like that. That's it. So again, in this beginning movement, it's about sensing what you're doing, feeling what you're doing. So there's the rotation and the side bending. You guys getting it? Yeah? So make sure that you straighten your leg back down. It's not out to the side. So it always goes back, yeah, but not like that. So bend your knee, yes. And now push your foot down to straighten, yes. And now bend your knee, slide it up there, okay? So feel how this turns, right? And then this you want, yeah, now bring the knee up, yeah, ah. Right, so some of you might sense about yourself, right? So Bonnie, yeah, let that. So some of you don't straighten your leg normal, right? So as soon as you slide your leg up your knee, you start straightening your leg out to the side, right? What's wrong with that? Okay, so think of your left foot and you're gonna just jet it down, just straighten the leg. Yeah, why is that peculiar for some of you? Figure it out, right? You have no problem drawing it up. But why do you want to do this really odd thing when you straighten it, right? When you straighten it, it's the same. Why are you doing that? Okay, well, and even what you just did there, I want you to straighten your leg. Let me say it again. Okay, everybody have your legs long. Okay, just listen to the directions. When you bend the left leg up this next time, you're going to pay so close attention as if a marker is attached to your leg and you're drawing a line up. And when you straighten your leg, you go down exactly that same line. You don't change the line. Why are some of you changing? Okay? So feel the line with your knee and then keep the line going back down with your knee. Are we getting it? Now, do some of you know what you were doing now? Quiet. That means we don't know what we were doing. Okay, so now, and I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to make you guys work a little harder today. So now, I want you to do the other way. Purposely don't follow the trajectory. Right? So you, right? Why would somebody do that? Come on. Now you're going to do it what I call the wrong way. Don't follow the trajectory straightening down. Why would you do that? Now do something odd, but don't go the same, right. Why would you do that?
Tighten the hip.
What'd you say?
Tighten the hip.
You're close.
Not rotating the pelvis?
Yes. Right? So these two actions, the other thing that they're very much related to right here, and we'll move along, but don't get bored with this. This is critical because this is walking. This is stepping, right? So a lot of you are comfortable lifting the leg, but what you don't know how to do is put the leg back down. Okay? There's two parts, right? So you lose the function in the pelvis and your back. So this is really critical, right? Because this is where, so if you guys want to look up at me for a minute, right? Back to Lynn, right, as we get older. right? Okay, everybody remembers the lifting, right? This is what happens with older people. They're lifting. They're not doing the second part of walking. That's not walking. That's just lifting your legs. You're really not creating a momentum of going forward, are you? Okay, so that's the first phase you're doing. But the straightening back down is the second phase of walking, which is once the foot's down, you push the extension, the movement in the pelvis, the rotation to thrust you forward so you take the next step. But for many of you, this part is not clear. And I want it to be clear. It's really important. Right? This is not walking. This is lifting. Walking is that you come all your weight on one leg, the other leg's behind you, so that you're ready to go. It's like walking is basically catching yourself from falling. So the next step is, I caught myself. But it's the pushing up and through to catch again. Yes? Back to the movement. Feel that straightening now, right? That's it. It's not just straightening for the sake of just straightening, right? Understand why it's so important. Is it making sense now? A little bit? Okay. Let's keep the left leg up. And now keeping it up with your right ear resting on the back of your left hand, and your left hand is on top of your right hand. You're now going to lift your head with the use of your left arm. So your head is just completely resting like a bowling ball on the back of your hands. So the left arm and head come up. It's a unit. Okay, and where you should feel this lifting is it's occurring in the upper back. So if I see any of you bending in your neck, this is not a neck. Nothing should be happening in your neck because your head is resting on the back of the left arm. It's a ledge. Beautiful. So feel this is adding more extension. Yes? Beautiful. Now, you're going to pause for a moment, and we're now going to add more side bending. So, just for a moment, sense where your left elbow is and your left knee. Okay? Feel that distance. And again, your head is going to just rest on this left arm. Nothing changes there. But you're going to slide your head, left arm, towards your left knee and the left knee towards the left elbow, as if they might touch, and then they come apart. Right, so the whole left side of the rib cage comes together, you side bend, and then you open. Beautiful. That's it. Okay, and then we're going to pause again, keeping your leg up there, your left leg in that good bent position. And now you're going to do the same kind of lifting movement that you did with your left arm and head with your left leg. That means the knee, the lower leg, and foot. They lift as a unit, just like you did, beautiful, just like you did with the head and the arm, right? So how do you lift, right? And so those of you that wanted to do the peculiar leg thing, this is hard, right? Because it's not about your leg. What do you need to do? Lynn said it. What do you need to do in your lower back and pelvis? So you lift it as a unit. Beautiful. Bonnie, are you okay? You just thinking it out? Nope, that's lifting the lower leg. So the knee, the foot, everything. Right, so now, like, Bonnie is an incredible person to watch right now because this is how critical it is, right? She has now come across She's not a stupid person, right? This is nothing about being stupid. But it is completely not in her repertoire. And that means this particular motion in her pelvis is lacking. And that's affecting everything she does in her life. So learning this movement, this is why you're here, Katie. Learning this movement is so critical, right? But she doesn't really understand or knew that before I asked her to do this. So go back to your head and your arm. Let your arm do it and feel what that's like. And all the rest of you, start to do your head and arm, and then you alternate it then with the leg. Right? So there's the rotation in the upper back and the lifting. That's it, Bonnie. Now try your leg. Take the left side of that pelvis back over to the right so that the left knee comes up. Uh-huh. That's it. That was a beginning. That, yes. Not the foot. There you go. And yes, that's the start. Yeah, so I like, that's it. Just going back and forth, alternating. What can you learn from lifting your head and arm that you can teach the lower part of your body? Rotate that pelvis over to the right. Why is that toe not lifting?
I'm not kidding.
You're another one, right? Right? So, I mean, again, it has nothing to do with being stupid or whatever, right? It actually is quite an interesting phenomena when you come to this class and all of a sudden you stumble upon something that you literally can't do. And you're like, oh my gosh, right? Like, it's like you didn't realize there was something you couldn't do. It's not that you can't do it. It's just not available yet because there's something that hasn't been happening. Okay, so let me see if I can give you some more clues. So think of, Bonnie, you're on the right track, of rolling the pelvis onto your right side. There you go. Keep rolling. And let your, so let's combine them. So now lift your head and your arm and your knee so that you completely start to roll onto your right side. And what happens if you make your right arm long above you? See if that makes it a little easier. Okay, so go back to lifting your head and arm. There you go. And now we're going to try it this way. So bring your right arm back underneath, straighten your legs. Oh! And we're going to try it with your legs straight. You okay, Bonnie?
Yeah. It's interesting.
Isn't it? Right? This is the whole point. It is fascinating when you stumble upon something that you didn't know. Okay, so now you're going to try it with the leg. So now instead of bending the left knee out to the side, just bend your left knee so the foot is towards the ceiling. Right? And we did a little bit of this last week, the kicking the leg up and back. So lift the left leg, lift the left knee, and kick the foot up and behind you as if you were going to touch the wall to the right. So, and don't change your head, Katie. You got the same ear. Yeah. There you go. Right? So this is, now this is taking extension and rotation and the lateral pieces out of it. Okay, so now this is where it gets really interesting. Maybe some of you could care less. You just came from movement, but my brain is firing again. So you get intellect from me today. You get why I love this work so much, right? Okay, pause for a minute. Let's just rest. So I'll explain it to you, right? So we got three directions of movement. Okay, both of these last two movements, extension is consistent, right? Are you okay?
I'm looking for sweat.
Extension is consistent because you're on your belly. So that one is the same. What's different about these last two movements, and this is the piece for those of you that are struggling that's so important, even if you're not struggling, so important. When the leg is up towards the ceiling, what you kick in next is rotation with the extension. Okay? And many of you can do that. And you're behooved Why can't you do it the other way? Because the other way demands lateral bending to be in first. Okay, this is what's so important about movement. You have to understand the order of what's being asked in the skeletal muscular system. Right? So extension is there, consistent. But is it lateral bending that you don't get, or is it rotation? So for most of you, it's the lateral piece. So let's go back to the rotation piece. So what you do in this method is you learn from a different direction how to add in the direction that is challenging. Are you getting it? It's a different way of thinking, right? So foot up to the ceiling, lift the knee, and really kick, right? Feel that rotation. Okay? Are we good? Yes? Right, Lynn? You following?
I think so.
Beautiful, Corinne. Like, really bring the knee back, right? Kick. Now, here's how we're going to sneak in the back door. We're going to sneak it in, the lateral bending. So you kick back, pause there, kick back, all, that's it. And now, bend the knee first to bring the knee towards the floor and slide it up to the side bending position. Oh. So we're going to bring it in the back way. Okay? Sneaky. Okay? Then, ow! Bonnie got it! Right? So she's getting it. So then you can go back if you need to straightening it again, foot up to the ceiling. Kick back, stay in that position. Now side bend in the hip, bring the knee to the floor, and now you may be able to lift it back up. Ah! Is that so cool? That's why I love this work. It's just amazing. Okay, this is where Moshe was so brilliant. And see, we didn't bring it in on the tough part. We snuck it in the back way, right? So you can alternate from kicking the leg behind, bending the knee, sliding up to the side, right? And then lifting from there. Oh, isn't that incredible? This is why, right, he says, how something that was impossible you make possible. So what you're teaching your body right now is how to have lateral bending a little more in the foreground before the rotation, but you're alternating it. And that's how you learn. You go back and forth. Excellent. Okay, you probably have had enough. Roll onto your back and rest. Katie's thinking, what in the world did she come to? Who is this woman? Right? But I think it's so important, not that something just gets easier or becomes possible. I just think it's important to understand why. Because then you can approach every movement like this. Then you can break down any movement on your own and think, what's in the foreground, what's in the background, flop them, change it around, and you can make anything easier. And where he learned this is watching babies develop. And this is what babies do. This is what the brain is so smart. That's what they do. They try a little this way, a little that way, right? It's like they're having this, the conversation I'm having with you, they're having inside their brain. And then, right, you felt the excitement. That's the excitement that they feel, right? So then they carry on, right? Because they want to learn the next thing, right? And hopefully what also makes sense about this is to understand that whatever you're learning, right, there is not one way of learning. It is not mapped out that way. There is no rule that extension comes first and then side bending and then rotation. Those three are moving around all the time. And any combination is possible with absolutely every single movement. In fact, that's what we do in here. Every week, we're approaching those three directions and putting them together with different movements. Do you see that? And that's what makes you a functional person. So we're going to roll back over and we're going to try it on the other side. So this means your left ear is going to be on the back of your right hand on top of left. Because this is like a whole new thing over here. Whole new side. Don't assume that, right? You move the same way. So you're going to start with bending your right leg out to the side and sliding it up. And then can you straighten it in the same trajectory? So Bonnie, watch what you do again. So you have this interesting thing you want to do with your lower leg. There's a lot of, you give your lower legs a lot of responsibility. See if they can be in the background and that your pelvis can be in the foreground. Is that a good way of saying it? All right, as soon as you get up there, you're fine. But see, you want to do something with this lower leg and just let it go back in. Is it your feet? Like Lynn? Do your feet get a little uncomfortable? No? So bring the leg up, and then it's like the knee. It goes back in the same trajectory. Good. So how does it feel to rotate and shorten on this side?
Easier
for some of you. Okay. Now keep the leg up. Find that nice, comfortable bend position. And then you're going to lift your right arm with your head. Remember, your head stays on the back of your arm. It floats up. Oh, keep your leg up, remember? Keep the leg, yeah. That'll make it so much easier, right? Right, the side bending helps the lifting of the head. So your whole head and arm comes up. Everything lifts. Lifts away. The only thing that stays on the ground, nope. So it's not so much rotation. It's straight up. This arm stays down. Nope, this stays down.
Mm-hmm.
This arm, okay. This lifts as a unit like this.
Oh, up, okay.
A unit. There. See all that extension?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Not to the side.
This is rotation more. Okay. That I really want you to get the extension. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, so now we're going to try the right leg. Right? How do you lift the right leg? Right now, okay, so we're back to like right. Oh my goodness. Right, we just learned it on the other side. So, guess what we're going to do? Straighten the leg. Straighten your leg. And well, let's go back to the bending at your knee, lifting and kicking behind you. And I want you to go through that multiple times to bring the rotation into the movement. So what the rotation does is it grabs the pelvis, right? So that's the piece that's lacking with the side bending for some of you is, how do I move my pelvis with side bending? There. And then you can bring the knee to touch the floor. Yes. Right? So you come in the back door. Bonnie, you are just doing such a beautiful job. It's so wonderful to watch her because she's approaching it in her own way. Right? So she's challenging herself every time. She's changing it up a little bit. How to learn it for herself. And then you can alternate it. You can go back to lifting your head and your arm, then kicking the leg behind.
It just feels so
heavy. It feels so heavy. Yes. Okay. Should we let's roll onto your back and rest. So as you're resting, notice now how you're resting, how you're making contact. Legs long, arms long. Very, very slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left to see how that feels. How's that coming along? Good. So I'm going to let you rest for another minute. So where this got very clear for me, it wasn't clear when I started Feldenkrais, to tell you the truth. We were all not clear about this. But my love has so much been running. It's like always been the easiest thing for me. And so I was really wanting to teach running and the mechanics of really understanding running. So I found this great guy named Sergio up in Canada. And so he did this whole, you know, what do you call it? His research and like a dissertation, right? On these three components, extension, rotation, and side bending of the spine. And what he did is he took amputees and he hooked them up to electrodes and stuff to show that running was not about your legs. It's about what the spine is doing. And the number one ingredient with running, with the leg kicking behind, besides the extension, but really is the rotation. And then the side bending comes after that, okay? So running isn't about your legs. Like I was showing with walking, it's just keeping yourself from falling over. But it's really this relationship. And so he wrote this whole dissertation about, depending on your activity and what you're doing. So let's take skiing. What do you want to put on the back burner in skiing? Rotating. Skiing is side bending. That's in the foreground. Right? So you can start understanding. So he uses the term coupling. You learn how each action couples together these three planes of action. Does that make sense? A little bit?
A little bit.
Just think, there's three planes of action. And in those three planes, there's actually, hopefully this doesn't sound complicated, six directions, right? So the opposite of extension is what?
Flexion.
Right? So side bending means you can open one side while the other side is shortened, and then when you side bend the other way, right? And then you rotate one way or you rotate the other. So you have six possibilities that makes up all movement. Yeah, but just think about it. So you can take somebody that doesn't have legs and they can locomote through their pelvis and spine. It was a great paper to read. And like he had all his, you know, research and... So it helps you understand movement. Okay, back onto your stomach. Let's go back to the second way. So that means we're going to work with the right leg drawn up. So let's put your right ear on the back of your right hand and your right hand on your left hand. So change your head. It's going to feel a little awkward. So draw your right knee up. Draw your right knee up and turn your head now to the left. Yep, and it's on the back of your right hand. Right? So we're going to make things hard. So now you're going to lift your head with your right arm in this twisted position, right? So right arm and head comes up. Beautiful. And then what you're going to add to that is you're going to lift the left leg at the same time. This is going to make a lot of things easier. Yes. So left leg, right arm, and head. This is like playing Twister. So try to keep your head, though. I don't want you to turn at all.
Oh.
Yeah, just straight up. Yeah, yes. Mm. Just think that's what needs to come. Yes. No, Lynn, wrong leg. Your right leg is bent out to the side. You're lifting the left leg with the right arm. It's a diagonal.
Oh.
Yeah, the straight leg. Yes, actually feels easier. Beautiful. Okay, and then pause with that. Okay. And now change over your hands. So your right ear is on the back of the left hand. And we're going to now lift your head this way. This is going to feel a little harder. That's it. And remember, some of you are moving your head. So you're not to move your head. Your head is like a bowling ball on the back of your arm. So it's the entire arm and upper back. So no, it's your left side now. I'm not sure what you did.
I don't know either.
Just so keep this arm on top.
Okay.
And just this.
Oh.
Okay.
Over the knees.
And keep the leg the same. Leave this hand down.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, it's always just one. Mm-hmm. Well, not always, but right now. That's it. Okay, now you're going to keep your head rested like this on the back of the left arm, and let's just see if you can lift the right knee and foot. You're going to surprise yourself, some of you. Okay, so for those of you it's hard again, let's straighten the right leg, and let's go back to kicking it behind you. Way behind you, there you go, and then bringing the knee up, that's it. Here you go, now Bonnie, bring the knee up, you know, along the side, when you're ready. You know, on the return, remember, that's it, you sneak in the back door. There you go. So Nia, one of the things that Bonnie does, so lift the foot up towards, there you go. So she comes over here. And this is the little piece that she's figuring out inside here, is this little, that piece. And then she goes back here. So it's just play with that and that. Because what's happening is you're asking a little too much. You come all the way here. Mm-hmm. And then, but now, see? So there's here and this little drop and change there. Mm-hmm. And it's about your hip there. And dropping. Yes! Just that little piece there. Yes! Excellent. Okay, and let's pause for a moment. Let's straighten your right leg and let's change over and bend your left leg. But keep everything with your head the same. So you've now got your right ear on the back of your left hand and you're going to go back and lift that again. Oh my goodness, right? Getting easy. Just that. Now can you lift your straight leg, your right leg, with your left arm and head? Beautiful. Okay, now pause. Turn your head, left ear down, change your hands, right hand up. So left ear on the back of the right hand. Keep the left leg up. And now lift the left hand with your head. Remember, nothing in your head. The arm is doing it. Your right arm is lifting. Yes. Yes. I want you to try not to bend here in your neck. Really think of this. Let me show you. Yes, that was right. See? Like this. I want you to avoid this. Okay? So let this be heavy. It's the... See how you want to do that? And it's because you don't know how to bend here. You do that. So it's coming. I want you to rest your head. There. Better. Excellent. Okay, now can we lift the left knee and foot? And if you, and go back to the kicking if you need to, that's it, Bonnie. And then, Nia, isn't that cool? Right, you're figuring it out, that little twist. Okay, let's roll over and take a rest again. It's exhausting, huh? Right? And hopefully you're thoroughly confused at this point. Like you don't even know what direction we've done. That's even better. Now you know why babies nap so much, right? Because right now your brain is just like, an overload, and all these little synapses are like firing all over the place. It's like, oh, they need a nap. Right? It's mentally, it's like whoosh, right? Like, oh my goodness. Just giving you a little longer here to just let things settle. So this time, let's go ahead and roll over. Let's keep both legs long. Let's put your right hand on top of your left, and let's try it with your forehead down. So can you put your forehead on the back of your hands? Excellent. And now what we're going to do is we're going to alternate the legs. We're going to just weave again. We're going to weave things in a different way, right? So right now, the main thing is extension. There's no side bending, right? We got extension. So let's start with the right leg. You're going to bend the right knee, right foot to the ceiling, lift, kick up as if you're going to touch the floor over to the left. So a lot of rotation. You're going to come back, bring it down, and then you're going to do the other leg. So really maximize how much can you rotate. So in a way, if you can touch the floor, beautiful, Katie, all the way over there, touch the floor. So Bonnie, see if you can touch the floor. Right, come over here, and then just really maximize that rotation. Good. And then you do the other side, right? Right, and this tells you how good is opening the front of the hip, opening the ribs, right? So the last relationship in this, right, is the side bending, right? Extension and rotation are dominant. Are we good with that? Right, and this is critical for walking, is to open the hip. Beautiful. Okay, legs long, keeping your forehead down. And now what we're going to do is we're going to alternate sliding up one leg at a time. So you're going to bend the right knee, slide it up, straighten it, and then do the left leg. And just feel if this is getting much clearer. So feel the side bending, right? And then the rotation comes in next, right? So you got the side bending, and then the rotation. They're kind of almost even. Okay, so now here's the tricky one. Legs long is to do both knees at the same time. Yep, like a frog. And then straighten them. So bring both knees out to the side. Yes. So Bonnie, notice you completely went somewhere else. So the knees come out to the side, the feet come together, like a frog. Or breast, that's it, breaststroke. And it causes a big arch in your back. So your butt lifts up to the ceiling. Excellent. So really lift your butt up, it's just like a baby, and then see if you can creep and crawl the knees a little bit more. Let the butt come way up. Right? Right? So, okay, we're back to this is a little, this tells you how much you crawled. Yes. There you go. Okay, leg straight. Okay. Now let's do this. Your forehead is on the back of your hands and you're going to lift everything. So both elbows and your head. And if you want your legs, so yeah, when I say everything, I meant your legs, yeah. So this is now we're back to all extension. Beautiful. And then we're going to try one more thing. So now make sure your right hand is on top of your left. Your left ear is on the back of your right hand. And now we're going to start with your head and your arms. So you're going to lift your left arm and your head. And then as you do so, you drag your right knee up alongside you. Nope. So make sure you lift the head and arm first and then drag the leg. There you go. So that's it, Bonnie. Lift your head. Bonnie, yeah. Do that first, not your leg. So straighten your leg, Bonnie. So listen. Right arm lifts your head. Rotate. Now draw up. That's it. Yes. Are you okay?
I had a cramp.
Okay. Okay. Pause. Let's turn your head and change your hands. Left hand on top of the right. Your right ear is on the back of the left hand. So you're going to lift your head and your arm first and then drag the left knee up. That's it. And then if you want to go back and try, doing the leg first. So bringing the leg up, and then can you lift it from there? And then lift the knee and the foot. It's at least there. That's it, Bonnie. It's coming. Yeah, there you go. And then you can try the other side. I think I've really thoroughly confused you guys today, which is awesome. There you go, Bonnie. Okay, and let's roll on to your back and rest. So notice how you're lying on your back now, how you sense your spine, how do you sense your shoulder blades, your pelvis, your arms, your hips, slowly and gently rolling your head a little bit to the right and left. Feel how that's changed, the quality of rolling your head. And what stands out for you? What feels different? What do you like? And it might not even be physical. You might just like feel like just the whole scrambling thing. Like I took you somewhere else also in your brain, right? You might like that. Or you might not like that. Just see what stands out and feels different from doing this lesson. All these different combinations. And then taking your time, you're going to roll to your side and you're going to see, there you go, there's the combination. Right? You roll to your side, you come to sitting, and then eventually standing to see how you feel in standing.